Welcome to the Print Pod. Yovanika Chopra, Associate Director of the New India Foundation, wrote an opinion piece titled Meet the Indian Freedom Activist Who Didn't Want Her Legacy to Survive, Kamala Devi. I'm Anandita Mehrotra and I bring you the podcast version of this article. Almost 120 years ago, India witnessed the birth of an extraordinary person who is difficult to describe within any particular social or political category despite leaving indelible imprints on both. Kamala Devi Chattopadhyay, a social reformer and political activist. Unfortunately, there is a lack of general information about her today, and very few archives could be used as a reference for a layperson interested in her life. But perhaps she was familiar with the fact that time spares nothing and nobody. In her lifetime, she had seen the towering heritage of M.K. Gandhi crumble to a man whose life stood for antiquated idealism and occasional public holidays. Perhaps she would not have expected or wanted her legacy to survive. It is a testament to her life, however, that the institutions she established do indeed survive, including but not limited to the India International Centre, the National School of Drama, the All India Handicrafts Board, various crafts emporiums, and the very township of Faridabad. She had initially conceptualized Faridabad after partition as a cooperative space for refugees to create new lives for themselves. True, today these institutions are not exactly what she had envisioned them as, but they still preserve Indian art and culture, nurturing tradition within modernity to different degrees. They exist, to say the least. Although one has no option but to glean portions of Kamala Devi's private life from other sources, her story, in her own words, comes through in the remarkable autobiography, Inner Recesses, Outer Spaces, Memoirs. This is a book that is, in equal parts, a mix of many subgenres. It is a recollection of a childhood steeped in cultural traditions of beauty and a keen political history told through an unsparing lens of India's foremost freedom fighters. It includes portraits of contributors to India's freedom struggle, both at home and abroad, like Pandita Ramabai, Abdul Ghaffar Khan, Madam Bhikaji Kama. The book is also a vibrant travelogue of journeys through India, the Middle East, Africa, Europe, and America. It has dialogues with commoners, kings, begums, popes, artists, scientists, educationists, bandits, nomads, and policemen who tried to oust her from their respective lands, to which Kamala Devi sometimes responded by tearing the documents displayed for her arrest. Throughout, her autobiography is a universal philosophical musing about the patterns of art and life itself, understanding essence and then creating, from within the old, something entirely new. In a reflection of some of these interwoven themes, the title of the book seems to be drawn from a dialogue in Paris with photographer Henri Cartier-Bresson, who had faithfully taken the very last pictures of Gandhi before his assassination, and it says, "Remember, this world is as much inside the person as outside." Kamala Devi lived a fulfilling life throughout which she remained committed to the values of simplicity and labor, which had first drawn her into volunteering for the freedom movement. She occupied various key posts in her lifetime, but was dismissive of ceremonial pomp and show. Even government awards, as relics of the British Raj, had no place in a free India. Queries about her refusal to take up offers of handling ministries or other high offices were met with a firm response that she had no real interest in politics and instead wanted to help Indians renew pride in their own cultural and artistic traditions. She stood staunchly for the rights of equal citizenship, particularly for women, but disavowed the term feminist as narrow in its Western phraseology. In her autobiography, Kamala Devi says, "Obviously, women were not the only victims of social and economic disabilities and discriminations. The women's struggle had, therefore, to be an indivisible part of the larger political, social, and economic struggle." She was struck by the fact that home science institution, like Delhi's Lady Irwin College, which she helped establish as part of her work at the All India Women's Conference, need not be bound to a single gender. Being generally wary of all isms, she also did not actively proclaim herself as a socialist despite an obvious inclination toward that ideological position. Two noteworthy episodes of conflict in Inner Recesses, Outer Spaces arise out of anger at Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel and Jawaharlal Nehru for their dismissal of that entire political faction as naive, young, and unworthy of critical engagement. Both times, she made her displeasure clear to them without backing down in defense to either age or office. towards the former, she remained open to revising her opinion, especially in consideration of Gandhi himself. For the latter, she brought in a biting comment through her friend, the political cartoonist K. Shankar Pillai, who believed that the principle of maintaining a free world was to continue making fun of it. Kamala Devi mentioned, "Shankar's Nehru was the most vivid characterization I ever saw, as he drew a childish figure, often looking rather lost to depict his prevarications and indecisive attitudes. Hers seemed to have been an innately sensitive and sympathetic personality, but one willing to bend on matters of principle." Why is it important to remember Kamala Devi? Because she was a bastion of what independent India could have been and is still looking to become. Sturdy in faith and conviction about the significance of one's own civilization, cosmopolitan without any insecurities about its value when compared to other civilizations around the world. Time may indeed be inexorable, but in Kamala Devi's own words, the past nestles in the present as the future burgeons forth from it. Thank you for listening. We will be back soon with another episode.